Welcome back. Just a quick reminder that this is a best of More Than Money. The next segment has got tax information that was recorded on March 28th, and I would encourage you to get the most current information.
Here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Look at you way over there. How are you? How's the atmosphere over there? How's the weather?
Thank God I've got my headphones on.
Listen, we're really fortunate. We've got Jamie Golombek with us. He's the Managing Director, Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC Private Wealth Management. Faisal, things are evolving so quickly right now. Our last segment, we talked a little bit about some of the support mechanisms in place for individuals. If you've been temporarily laid off, tax filings, all of those things, really important, timely information. I just want to say to people that we are recording this as of Friday morning, and things are evolving so quickly that this is information current as of Friday morning. Okay, so tune in. We'll continue to update you, you know, next week and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and for more updates as well, go to our Popwich Carmelli Advisory Group Facebook page, LinkedIn page. We are able to give more timely information using those social media outlets than our weekly program. So continue to, you know, reach out to us via that, and we'll be able to give you more updates along the way.
Perfect. Jamie, welcome back.
Thank you.
So when we take our finger off the pause button here, we have to make sure that people, have been able to pay their mortgages and feed the family through this period of time if they have been temporarily laid off or whatever the effect is. But we also have to have businesses to go back to. And governments worldwide, including the Canadian government, have been, you know, sharpening their pencil, looking at ways to make sure that we can support business through this. So let's maybe shift our focus a little bit to the business community and what in the government response plan to the COVID-19 virus do you want to highlight from a business perspective?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest news, the breaking news that we have as of today is a huge increase to the temporary wage subsidy. Now, this is something that was announced, last week. It was fine-tuned a couple of days ago, and then just on Friday was increased. And this is huge now, because now it's 75%. So what they're basically saying is that you're going to get a wage subsidy up to 75% of eligible wages that you pay to employees to try to keep them on. And I think that's really an important program, and we're waiting for the details on the dollar limits. We had dollar limits before when it was 10%. That was already a couple days ago. I suspect that there might be changes to that. We haven't seen the new draft of legislation yet. But I think wage subsidies will really help in terms of business owners who have a number of employees who are paying them. Now the government is going to say, look, you can reduce the amount of income tax that you send to us in the form of a direct wage subsidy up to 75%. And again, we're going to get those dollar amounts, so hopefully in the next day or so. But I think that will really help eligible employers. And that includes individuals, sole proprietors who may have a business, include certain partnerships. It includes charities and nonprofits who have numerous workers, and certainly private companies, as long as they have below $15 million of taxable capital. So many small businesses would also qualify. And the nice thing is that you don't have to apply for it. It's going to be an automatic reduction. So you know how we remit payroll every couple of weeks or every month, depending on the type of employer you are? What you're going to be able to do is reduce the amount of the remittances directly from your payroll to the government. So you get an immediate, effectively, cash bonus. You still withhold the money from your employee, but you do not send it to the government. So the 75% wage subsidy is immediate cash that you're going to be able to get from the withholdings that you otherwise would take from your employees. You get to keep that, use that in your business. That is the way the wage subsidy is going to work.
I just want to mention to all business owners listening that this is, again, this is as of Friday morning. More information has been coming out over the weekend and so forth. But just stay tuned to and go to the websites for the federal government for details, because in these types of conversations, Dave, as you know, a lot of people will tweet things, will put stuff on the internet that may not be 100% accurate. So I want to make sure that you go to the source, go to the federal government's website to make sure you understand what the process is. And we will do our best to get that information out to you, because this is moving very fast, and they'll things are going to change. Yep. Processes will change. And so just staying on top of it, this is where the business owner has to step up and do some work here and actually get all the information before they just assume that everything's going to be okay.
So let's piggyback on that comment. I think that's important. So let's just take a to the best of your knowledge, given the information you have today, and I get that that's only partial information, small business, five employees, how in your understanding of the data that we have today, how does that work? What is the business owner going to see, and how is it going to roll out?
So effectively, you'd look at your remuneration, and we're expecting them to announce a higher limit. So the limit when it was 10% was, you know, $1,375 per employee, $25,000 per employer. But now what they're going to do is going to give you a subsidy up to 75% of remuneration. So we're just waiting to see the details on what the limit is per employee and what the limit will be for employer. So effectively, what you're going to be able to do is take 75% of a remuneration up to a dollar amount. And typically speaking, that dollar amount will probably be around, you know, up to $55,000, which is the sort of the yearly maximum pensionable earnings. So you're going to be able to take that money and effectively reduce the amount of taxes that you otherwise submit to the government by the amount of the subsidy. So effectively, you're getting that cash flow immediately because you're deducting the tax from your employer, but you're not remitting it from your employee. Right. You're not remitting it. So you're getting to keep that in your operation. That's an immediate subsidy for small business owners.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. That is huge, and that's consistent with other programs we've seen come out from other governments around the world.
Jamie, we have about 2 minutes left before we have to go to commercial break. Is there anything that you can think of that the government can do above and beyond what's been placed right now to basically help people through this process? I know that's more of an economist question than it is, you know, the managing director for tax and estate planning, but from your perspective,
sure.
Are there other countries doing stuff that we may want to adopt, or do you have any other ideas that could help?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of ideas being floated around there just on the personal tax side. I mean, one of them, for example, is RRSPs, allowing people to access their RRSPs without tax right now. So, you know, maybe that's beneficial. You could take a certain dollar amount, whatever that, you know, dollar amount could be. You can take it out. You take it out tax-free, and either you don't pay tax on the income, or you're allowed to pay it back. So we already have a program, the Home Buyers Plan, the Lifelong Learning Plan, that allows us to, you know, be able to withdraw money and pay it back interest-free, tax-free. It would be wonderful to come up with some type of plan that allows Canadians to access money in their RRSP and then pay it back later on when they have more cash flow. I think that's one idea. They could do similar things for RDSPs, people with disabilities who need to access some of that money right away. Maybe they could borrow it. Maybe they could take it out earlier without the normal restrictions. So I think there are some more innovative things that the government could be doing in terms of relief. I think they're going to start with the emergency care benefit, $2,000 a month, increase the Canada Child Benefit, increase the HST GST credit, see how that works. And then, you know, again, this thing is evolving by the day. I wouldn't be surprised if the government comes out with additional tax measures next week.
Yeah, well, and that's the point, is it's going to continue to evolve. Jamie, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you very much for your time, shedding some light on this and your thoughts going forward. We'll keep in touch, and as this evolves, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to you again.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thank you. You too. I'm joined by Jamie Golombek, who's the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC Private Wealth Management. Faisal, this is it's a scary situation. It's evolving. Governments
moving
are
fast.
Responding to this, right? The markets, and we're going to talk about this and have talked about this a little bit, about how markets have to figure out if the stimulus equates to an economy when all of this is done, when we'd solve the health effect,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it is fascinating academically. I got to tell you, we'll look back at this period of time. We will have learned lots of things, but it is
this sounds
wild
like
ride.
The same conversation we had in 2009, my friend.
It does sound like that. Exactly. Anyways, we have to make sense of all this because people are still retiring. They still have a lifestyle, and they have to support that lifestyle.
Yeah, and people are concerned about how do you actually bulletproof your retirement. So let's talk to to people via a webinar. We're going to host that on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. online, and you need to register to get access to this webinar on how to bulletproof your retirement. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you starting to feel the effects of loneliness and self-isolation? Stick around. We're going to talk about how to cope with that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.